Hi, my friends. This is Armand DeMille with you with the Positive Mind, WBAI, 99.5 FM on your dial. Bringing you ideas, concepts, and guests to help you lead a more positively minded life. Yep, positively minded, very important thing to do. It's very hard. You know, the season becomes very difficult because seasons, holiday seasons become very difficult times. There's so much stress around people and their families and what they do. You know, gathering things together, pulling the family together, trying to get gifts in order, trying to get people to celebrate the right kind of way. Very difficult thing to do. And so people tend to go at each other a little bit, and sometimes the stress and the strain of it kinds to separate people at a time when people are supposed to be looking and reaping the harvest and saying, hey, nice to know you. Well, I'm going to look at some of that with you today. I'm going to look at some of the holiday celebrations and how I feel about it and how you feel about it. Of course, you could easily be one of the people who are like, you know, Scrooge. Very easy, bah humbug. You know, it's just one of these things where they make it publicly, you know, and they give you a lot of publicity because they want to sell things. But what if you're not a buyer? What if you're not a consumer? What if you're not somebody who's out there being tricked by it all? What if you're just somebody like somebody from 1,000 years ago who might have said, let's celebrate the harvest. Comes in October, you know, the winter's here, we'll get together, the family will get together, let's celebrate a new year. And before Hallmark existed, maybe, you know, could you bah humbug about that? Could you? No, the people who are very negative about the holiday seasons, Kwanzaa, and all of the other days, those are people who are negative just about everything, which I understand. You can always find something to be upset about. But the people who celebrate and have something to celebrate or want to celebrate, the people who feel like there is some beauty in this world and some good in this world, they try to make the holiday decent, but they get tricked by themselves. They get caught. Now, I want to give you an example of this. I want to talk about gifts. And I want to talk about holiday gifts and what people give as holiday gifts. And what's the concept of a gift? I had this strange experience the other day. I was sitting, there was a very young child, a 6-month-old child was around, and I was passing a store where I saw a Big Bird. And I picked up a Big Bird and I brought it over to the house where I was going to, you know, I had it on my desk, and this baby comes over. The mother of the baby sees the Big Bird, and I hadn't paid any attention to it. And she picks it up and she says, ooh, and she runs over to the child and gives it to the child. And I resented it. I said, no, I have to give it to the child. Now, this baby wouldn't know the difference of anybody giving him a Big Bird, because all he cared about is he's been watching Big Bird and he loves Big Bird. So there I was, and I caught myself and I laughed. I have to give him this. Well, I have to give you this gift. How many of you get involved in the I of Christmas gifts? I'll give you an example of that. I know somebody who makes, who's a photographer, and she gives her photographs framed to people. And that's what she does for Christmas. It's a wonderful little gift. She photographs grave sites. That's her specialty. She kind of gets a feeling for the depth of grave sites. So now I want you to imagine that this is a thing, she's a fairly well-known photographer. So now, you know, you get a signed photograph of a grave site at Christmas framed, and you go, ooh, how nice. But she's giving you something that is very precious to her, her photograph. Well, what if you take it and you throw it in the trash? What if you take it and you give it to somebody else? What do you do with it? You know, what if you don't want to hang it in your house? So there are people who give gifts, And the gifts are a part of them, and they're asking you to treasure them. Like if they make you food, you have to consume it. There are certain gifts, and I could fully understand this, that people kind of put on you, and you say to yourself, what am I going to do with this darn thing? Where am I going to put it? You know, keep it up in the attic, and if they ever come over for dinner, let's remember to bring it down and put it on the table. Is that what you do? You're certainly not going to say, oh, I don't like it. I had an associate once. I remember she used to get me, oh, what were those white things called? They're these white dolls that are porcelain, and she would get me these little porcelain dolls, and I don't know why, every Christmas, she got me these porcelain dolls, which I had no feeling for whatsoever. The Hubble figures, that's what they were, little Hubbles. And I said, what am I, but the idea of the gift was there, so I kind of celebrated the idea, but here it was, one after another, almost as if it didn't matter. I'm giving to you something that's important about me. So let's see, is that the way gift-giving should be? Or should gift-giving be the other way? And maybe you'll think this is the way it should be. Should gift-giving be, I give you something altruistically. No part of me is involved. I give this to you with such love that whether you take it or don't take it, but I know you're going to love it even if I don't like giving it to you. Like giving somebody something you can't stand. Like, let's say you don't like certain music. And you give somebody that music because they like that music. And then they play that music around the house all the time. You know, is that the idea? Is that what giving is? Is giving an act of altruism? Or is giving an exchange? Is giving something that you share with somebody? I give you something that I, too, value. And I also would like to share this with you. That's the other kind of gift. So I think there should be that altruistic gifts are kind of an illusion. You know, I think if you give somebody something, you've got to be getting something out of it somehow. I don't think there's a completely selfless gift. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. We're talking about gift-giving, but we're going to take it a step further because I know many of you are saying, I'm not going to buy anybody anything for Christmas. That's the way it is. I don't believe in the holiday. I'm just not going to do it. Oh, you fool. What an opportunity you're missing. You're missing an opportunity not to buy a gift, of course. Every opportunity you could pass on buying something is great. But you're missing an opportunity to tell somebody you care for them in an extraordinary way. So I've developed a system, and I developed a system that I strongly recommend, and I'm going to ask you for your help with this, because I need ideas around this gift. And here's the gift. The gift I created was called the gift certificate. A gift certificate is something you give to someone. Now, not just someone you love, not just someone you have an intimate relationship with, but anyone. You could use it as a stocking stuffer, or you could use it as the gift itself, as the primary gift. And a gift certificate entitles the holder to some service of yours at any time in the future. A service that you provide. And here's an example of that. I know someone who got someone a gift. He got them 2 theater tickets. And then with the theater tickets, he gave them a certificate of babysitting. And he said, and I will babysit during that time. During that time that you go, you use these theater tickets, I will be your babysitter. And that was his extra little gift. Well, that gave me an idea. How about a certificate of babysitting for any parents you know? How about I will babysit, here's my gift certificate, this entitles, and here's how I recommend you do it, by the way. You go on your printer, you put in big caps in 20-point print, gift certificate in red. That looks pretty, and then it opens up, and it, you know, as you open it says, this entitles, and then you have a long line, and on the line you fill in the person's name, And if you have an affectionate name for that person, you could say, my honey Joe, you know, or whatever name, or just their full name. Two, and then one, and it's one because this is a one-time thing. And then you have another blank space there. Now you fill in this blank space. So this entitles blank space to one blank space at any time. Now, I know this is tough, but it's a new innovation. I recommend that you have it expire on 12/31/08. Because it's kind of interesting to have something expire. If people think they can keep it in their drawer forever, you know, then they sometimes don't cash it in. So you want to have it expire. Now, here's some of the things that I've seen done. And then I want you to think about some of the gifts that you might give. I will cook you a gift certificate. This entitles you to one home-cooked meal, cooked by me. You name the day, and I'll do it. Give me 2 days' notice so I can go shopping. Okay, now there's a gift. Now, what if you can't cook? What if you're not a very good cook? Well, you could still give the gift. Because he'll say, this is a risk you're going to take. I may wind up with something not so hot. I may just reheat something. But I'm going to cook something for you. I'm going to prepare the meal. When I prepare the meal, I'm going to prepare the setting. And I'm going to prepare, if I want to put out plates and candles and a table, I'm going to do that. So you could offer somebody a meal at some time in the future. Another gift. So that's one. You could think about that. I will make you a meal, a home-cooked meal. Kind of a nice idea. Another one that I heard used was, I will be your car service. Now, this means I will take you and drive you, if you have a car, or you could rent a car for this, for at least 8 hours anywhere you want to go, and I will sit and wait for you. I will not go in with you. I will wait. I will be your chauffeur. What a nice thing. You want to go shopping. You want to go to the movies. No matter what you do, I'll be there waiting in the car. Now, I've also heard of people doing this very thing, being, I will be your schlepper. Wherever you go, I'll carry the stuff for you. I'll put it down while you go in the store. You go in the store and you go in without any hands full, bring them out, and I'll carry them as much as I can carry. Then I'll put them in a cab and we'll get them home, or we'll get them home somehow. So another thing you could do is you could offer somebody schlepping services. To schlep. It's a Jewish verb. It means to carry for you. Another possible gift, and I'm going to ask you to call in at 212-209-2900, by the way, to give me some of the gifts that you would offer, and you must keep in mind we are on the air, and this is public radio, so one must be careful how graphic you get. But there are a lot of sexual things that you can offer your partner. But remember, this is for your partner. So if you want to say to your partner, I offer you one romantic evening at any time, that's one thing. If I offer you one oral sex at any time, you can offer that as well. You know, you can offer whatever you want. You could just put it in there and say, whenever you want, just on call, put it in your bottom drawer. Here's another thing that many men would never consider. I offer you one full hour of listening to you talk about yourself with absolute curiosity and attention, with no reference to myself whatsoever during that time. I will listen to you for an hour, maybe a whole day. I'll listen. You talk to me about everything. Tell me everything you want to tell me, and I will listen for a full day, for an hour. 3 hours? You make it up. How much could you bear? Because that's the other side of the gift. You see, you have to enjoy giving the gift too. I think listening to somebody and really being there for somebody is a personal challenge, and it's a great act of love. And you got to learn to do it once in a while. So if you pull out your tab and you say to them, here, your gift certificate, and then they say to you, okay, tonight I want you to listen to me for 3 hours, and you're so nervous you know you can't do it, you have to give them an immediate rain check. The rain check within a week. All right, I won't do it today, but I will do it on Thursday. Okay? So there's all the different ways you can construct this. among the greatest gifts that a human can offer another human, which costs virtually nothing, a gift certificate for a foot massage. I don't know anybody who doesn't like foot massage, do you? Do you know anybody who doesn't like a foot massage? You do? Okay, some people don't like foot massage, so you don't want to offer it to them. When you offer somebody a foot massage, you know, you may accompany it with a little foot cream. So that's a little reminder. You know, you give them a little package of foot cream, something really nice, and just get some of those Dead Sea, Israeli, wonderful foot massage things. And so that's another thing you could offer, a foot massage, a fabulous thing. And the last gift that I'm going to mention before I take calls at 212-209-2900, just for this part of the program, is the gift that I want to mention is this one. Here, I offer you the key to my heart. Now, here's what it's for. The key to my heart is at any time that I am upset or take distance from you, this key will unlock my heart and I will drop any issue, anything I have, and I will open my heart to you. Please use judiciously. This is Armand DeMille with you at the Positive Mind. Nice ideas, don't you think? We're going to take a few minutes and take a couple of your calls. 212-209-2900. Let's hear what you would offer somebody or what you think might be a nice idea in a gift certificate. You know? 212-209-2900. Let's take one of your calls. This is Armand DeMille. You're on the air. Hi there.
Hi. I'm calling about an offer that I sent in per CD with my credit card weeks ago, and I haven't gotten anything.
Is this the men's series?
Is it what?
What was the series? What was the CD about?
I forgot.
Was it on the Positive Mind?
Positive Mind? Could be.
You don't know who it was?
No, I don't.
No, you have to call the premium department, the WBAI, if it was a gift that I offered.
Well, what is the premium department? I'm trying to get to somebody.
Yeah, you got to dial 209-2800.
2-300.
2-800.
2-800.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I called that number, and then they could refer me to this one.
No, I don't. Try calling them again, okay?
Okay.
Because there's Jennifer there right now. She'll direct you.
Thank you.
And if it's a gift, if it's anybody out there, if it's one of the premiums that we've offered here, and I know there was a delay on certain premiums, which is the men's series, my deep apologies for that. They're trying to pull it together at WBAI. They will have it done within a couple of weeks. But if there's any reason you have an urgency to get this right away, please call my office at 212-757-4488, because we make good. 212-209-2900. This is Armand DeMille. Hey, let me tell you something. We're going to be taking your calls about the kind of gifts that you would be giving. And I'd love to hear from some of you today. I would love to hear from you. But before we do, let me play something that I wanted to play for you. And this is a very special piece that I want to read to you. Just hang in here. Thank you. Thank you, my friends. Thank you a million times over for being one of those rare, precious, marvelous people who have learned about a special place and decided to pitch your tent there. Thanks for being someone who dwells in the attitudes of hope and confidence, who reaches across rather than down. Thank you. Thank you for being someone whose presence always leaves people feeling a little better about themselves. And thank you for all of us out there when the going gets rough and people sometimes forget. Thank you for continuing your work as a custodian of the heart. I'm going to repeat that, my friends. I'm going to repeat it because I want you to hear it, and I want you to think about it, and I want you to consider what this means as a possibility of how you could be as well as the way you are. Thank you, my friends. Thank you a million times over for being one of those rare, precious, marvelous people who've learned about a special place and you decided to pitch your tent there. Thank you for being someone who dwells in the attitudes of hope and confidence. Thank you for being someone who reaches across rather than down. Thank you for being someone whose presence always leaves people feeling a little better about themselves. And thank you for all of us out here. When the going gets rough and people sometimes forget, thank you for continuing your work as a custodian of the heart. This is Armand DeMille with you at The Positive Mind. I want to kind of remind you, and the reason I read that to you, I want to remind you of just the basic elements. Being someone who dwells in the attitude of hope and confidence rather than fear. You know, the attitude of hope and confidence is that attitude where you tell people that they're going to make it, they're okay, and you're kind of reminding them over and over again that you see them as a spirit of beauty, that there's something essentially strong about them, that they're going to make it through. That's what a friend does, you know? The attitude of hope and attitude, and one, a person who reaches across rather than down. Don't be a person who's helping people from your high horse. Help them like you're a brother or a sister. Reach. And then thank them. Thank you, my friends, for being someone. Now get this. Whose presence always leaves people feeling a little better about themselves. When you walk into a room and you walk out of a room, how do the people who you left behind feel? Did they feel any better just because you got there? Or do they feel a little worse? That's real important. If you're one of those who, you know, walk in there, complain a little, and walk out, if people are sorry to see you walk in a room, change it. Change it. You don't want that. And custodians of the heart. Who else is there but us, my friends? This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind here on WBAI 99.5 FM. Taking your calls about gift certificates. You know, keep in one mind one more thing about gift certificates. Gift certificates for friends are a great thing. You know, you give your friend two things. Buy him a sweater and then give him a gift certificate also of something they care about. You know, a partner to the movie anytime you want. Call me for a movie. I'll go with you. What do you want from your friends? What would you like from your friends? What would you like a friend to give you? What would you like to be able to call on at any time? So many of us are embarrassed to ask for things. But imagine, call me in the middle of the night anytime you want. Call me to talk. I will honor your gift. 212-209-2900. Let's take another one of your calls. This is Armand DeMille. Hi, you're on the air. Hello there. Oh, we're just having a tiny trouble with the phones. 212-209-2900. Well, let me move on to something else while we're waiting for that to connect. Here we go. 212-209-2900. Hi, you're on the air. Okay, here. Here's another consideration to do in the New York Times, December 18th, 2007. This is the latest report on darkness. In the few days, this winter solstice, when it happens, will plunge you into the longest and darkest night of the year. And it is no surprise that we humans respond with a holiday season of relentless cheering and partying. The concept is that the reason that we party so hard is that when daylight wanes, millions of people begin to feel depressed. and because they feel depressed, sluggish, and socially withdrawn, have a tendency to sleep more, eat more, have less sex, they could feel this coming on. So what they do is they force themselves to have energy, and they force themselves into parties. That's why when you look around holiday parties, you see so much depression, because the people who are doing the most celebrating have an underlying depression that they're fighting. And they're coming to you and they're saying, all right, let's dance. Let's push it up. Let's get it going. You see, it's you're trying to get the energy moving so that you won't let the depression take place. Well, one of the things they've learned is that the depression, much of it comes from the shortened light cycle. Now, as many things take place, this the potency of seasonal affective disorder, SAD for short, is now very well established. And it has a very strong prevalence in certain populations. Up to 10% of the people suffer from seasonal adjustment depression. You know, so it's a kind of thing that happens automatically. Now, you may be somebody like me, got so much energy that, yeah, you can shorten the light, it doesn't matter. Maybe because of my tendency to hold on to my suntan. Maybe it has something to do with vitamin D. You know, we're learning so much about vitamin D having such an important meaning in our lives and our attitudes. So whatever it is, they're noticing that paying attention to it seems to make a great deal of sense. I was speaking to someone the other day, Rob, who was telling me, Rob Salzman, by the way, who is a mechanical wizard, talked about how he balances the light all over his house and how he recommends people getting full-spectrum lighting for their homes so that they could keep the light going so that that depression doesn't slide on you when you're not looking. In 2001, Tom Weir and Norman Rosenthal did an intriguing experiment. They studied two patient groups for 24 hours in the winter and summer, one with the seasonal depression and one without. A major biological signal tracking seasonal sunlight changes is melatonin. And what they found, that patients with seasonal depression had a longer duration of melatonin secretion in the winter than in the summer. So it seemed that the melatonin was creating the depression. Of all things, a longer duration of nocturnal melatonin. Now, this is kind of an interesting thing, because if you look at melatonin, you say, but melatonin's good for you. You know, it helps you sleep. Right? We know of melatonin, but what if you get too much melatonin? Well, then you get sleepy. How far is sleepy from depression? Now, it makes you want to go out and have a New Year's party. Right? Okay. Kind of fascinating, right? Melatonin, or as my friend from Germany said, melatonin. He's talking about melatonin. For the longest time, I couldn't figure out what they were talking about, melatonin. We're doing melatonin studies. Figured it out. So why did normal patients show no seasonal change in melatonin secretions? One possibility is exposure to industrial lights, which can suppress melatonin. So perhaps by keeping artificial light constant during the year, we can suppress the natural variation in melatonin experienced by SAD patients. Now, think about that for a minute. Why do people go to work 9 to 5 on a regular basis, whether or not the sun is up? You see, the very ritual of going to work on a scheduled basis may actually be keeping people from sliding into that kind of a depression. We're going to talk more about that when we get back from our break, and we will be taking your calls at 209-2900. This is Armand DeMille. We're going to take a short break. I'll play you a little music, and when we come back, I'm going to continue talking about seasonal affective disorder. We'll be right back. Isn't that fun? That's Brent Lewis. Brent Lewis, friend. Friend in California, one of the best. He did an album called Jungle Bells. J-U-N-G-L-E Bells. That's his Jungle Bells with Brent Lewis. Just amazing. Good music. Hey, this is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. 212-209-2900. We are talking about seasonal adjustment disorder, and we are also talking about coupons and gift certificates, and we are taking your calls as well, which we're going to get to in a moment. But I want to get back to the seasonal adjustment disorder. You have to, many people say, you know, so now the idea is you want to get that bright light to happen early, but, you know, read about it. Don't just think you can turn on a light at 6 o'clock in the morning and you're going to feel better. Oh, it's a certain kind of light, a certain way that it has to be. So what I recommend you do, my friends, is look up seasonal adjustment disorder on the internet. Look at the gift we have. You know, tomorrow on WBAI here, I'm bringing on Kent Robert Shore, and we want to talk about self-medication, about the beauty of people being able to medicate themselves and take care of themselves when they get sick, and some of the troubles with it as well. So that's tomorrow on Wednesday. Kent Robert Shore and I are going to be talking about self-medication. Bright light in the early morning is a fast, powerful, and effective treatment for seasonal depression. And there's an article, a book called Winter Blues, which is like, light is the nutrient. Now, I'm going to say this. Light is the nutrient for the soul. You just got to have it around. So phototherapy is a thing that people do now, and it sounds gimmicky, and I know it sounds gimmicky. There's a place called Environmental Therapeutics has a questionnaire. It's www.cet.org. It's a nonprofit center for environmental therapeutics. And they say 30 minutes of a fluorescent soft white light at 10,000 lux a day, and you will find that you will be responsive, photoresponsive early on, and you may find yourself lifting your depression or not sliding into the kind of depression that makes you feel so strained. And strained is what you do, and what happens when you're strained, if you're somebody who tends to sink into depression and just slide away and hide, that's one thing. But other people, you know what they do when they get depressed? They get angry. Because they feel themselves sliding into a pit, and they look for an energetic source, and they get angry at people, and they yell at people, and they scream at people. It's just like partying on New Year's. You know, you're just trying to pick up your energy. So you look for a subject, a topic, a person, usually someone you love, and you kick them around a bit. You yell at them. You pick on them. You do nasty things. But that's kind of a sign that you're depressed. So one of the things you want to watch for a seasonal adjustment is sort of 212-209-2900. We're going to take your calls in just a second. We were talking about gift certificates. A gift certificate that you could give at holiday time where you entitle a person to one anything. Here's some other ideas that were thrown at you. I offer you to go dancing. I thought about how about an evening of dancing? How about a game of cards? I mean, to some people, that's a whole thing. You know, there are people in every relationship. There's somebody who likes to play board games and usually somebody else who doesn't. They do it, but they don't like it so much. So how about an evening of game playing? How about an evening of, or how about a day of let's go out and play baseball? Or let's go to a baseball game? Or take me to an opera? You know, I offer you one day when we will go to an opera. You pick the date. The final thing that I'm going to suggest is that you turn to the person you love and care about and say to them, what is the best way that I can manifest my love for you in all its grandeur at this time? And ask the person. They may not want a gift at all. They may say, don't buy me anything. They may say, free me of the responsibility of buying you anything. That's what they may say. You know, get me off the hook. 212-209-2900. Let's take another call. This is Armand DeMille. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
Good. Who is this?
This is Dion.
Dion, hi.
Yeah, I've been listening to you for quite a while, and I love your show.
Thank you, Dion. First time you've called in?
Yeah, it is.
What a lucky thing. How did you do that?
Well, I was home today. I wasn't feeling well, and my whole family has had like a flu because we keep bouncing it back to each other, you know. That's what families do. And thinking about the holiday, and it's like, wow, it's just like here again. Just amazing, you know, just so many things to do all the time. That I liked your show because I think that what happens in the holidays is that the issue of this overwhelming feeling like this year you're going to get it right, you know. This year you're not going to do presents. This year you're not going to do et cetera. You're really going to take care of yourself. And at the last minute, you just feel totally, you know, you feel the crunch.
The little panic
like,
that comes at the end.
Uh-oh, I got a week left. I better get to it.
What am I going to do? How am I going to get this? You know, it's great to go out and buy. You know, it's a great place to go. Go to a music store.
I can barely hear you.
I'm sorry. Go to a music store, and you buy one gift for everybody. You know, buy something. Like, you know, I remember one album. What was it? Pink Martini. Now, there's an album for anybody out there that you want to give a gift of an album to somebody. Pink Martini kind of covers...
What's it called?
Pink Martini. It was the
Pink
first
Martini.
Album they did, yes. And it was just phenomenal. It was just loaded with all kinds of different European songs that you just can't not like, you know?
So that's a good idea.
So you get
something. I have a lot of office gifts to get, so...
Oh,
you know, and
gosh.
Then you don't want to get into this comparison stuff. I gave this person this, I gave that person that, you know.
So it's all
kind of
simple.
A good idea.
The same thing for everybody is a really nice thing.
Right, but what happens is you buy all these gifts throughout the year and you say, okay, now is my time to give them, you know, and then you have to, like, sit and make all these decisions, all these little tiny decisions, you know.
Who gets
which
what?
Are kind of aggravating.
I know. Isn't it funny? But
it does.
You know, I mean, think about it as a gift, Diane. Think about it as here's a gift. It gives you a chance to truly understand your feelings towards people. And you say to yourself, you know, I don't want to give my sister's husband anything. And you realize you're angry at them. I don't want to give that person a thing. I'll give them a gift, but I don't want to give them. So then you put a plus mark. You give a rating on a scale of 1 to 10. Let's say you were going to give everybody, and I'm not suggesting Pink Martini album is the end-all album, but it just was one I thought about. I think Jungle Bells also works, but it's only good for the season. So if you give somebody an album, and then you say to yourself, I'm going to give you this gift, I'm going to give this gift to this person on a scale of 1 to 10, how... good do I feel about giving it to them? How happy do I want them? How happy do I feel giving it to them?
I always think that, but I think that's where I start aggrandizing because I want to give them the perfect gift. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
And then it gets a little crazy. But, you know, it's...
Because what do you want back?
You
want them to look at you and believe you...
I wish this year I can get off the hook, but it's too late. I'm here.
Diane, what do you want? Do you want them... Do you want them to believe that they love you? Do you want them to believe you love them? Why the perfect gift? Why is it important?
Well, no, I mean, it's not that I just like, you know, it's like one thing that I don't like when I get gifts that like just sit in the closet. You know, every year you get all these gifts from people that you like from your family and, you know, et cetera, your close friends. And sometimes like, oh, it's just another gift that I'm not going to wear, that I'm not going to use. That I'm going to store in a bag, you know.
I see.
I mean?
Yeah, there should be another way to pass that all on immediately to a homeless shelter or something.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, in other words,
this
to pass
year,
the
I'm
gift
just
on.
I'm going to take all the gifts and then wrap them up and give them for Three Kings Day.
Yeah, not a bad
to
idea.
To like a homeless shelter.
Sure, Dion.
I mean,
it's
so
Dion.
So many people.
Dion, not Deanne.
Uh huh.
What's your name, Dion?
Yeah.
Dion. So of all the things that you're doing this year. For the Christmas celebration, what is the one gift you're going to give to the child in yourself?
Oh, to the child in me. Hmm.
Yeah, think about the child in you.
I'm going to save my money and go away in February.
Well, that's the adult in you. Let's see right now. Think about the child in you and think what the child in you needs.
Oh, Well, that's kind of intense.
It is intense, isn't it? It is intense.
That's intense. Because
whenever you ask an adult,
I mean, you know, I got a cold, so I can easily feel like a child and say, I don't want to do anything the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
And just kind of chill, take a hot bath, you know, do some lavender, which I do, you know, I do it periodically, but, you know.
But there's a thing, you see, you're actually touching it now. Whenever I ask people, what gifts would you give to the child inside yourself, they always give it to the adult inside themselves. And it's hard for them to realize that if you try to give a gift to the child inside yourself, you give something that nurtures the child. Like I have a friend who wants a doll. And they've always wanted this doll. And the child in them has always wanted this doll, but they grew too old for the doll. What is a gift that you've always wanted that you could give yourself this Christmas time? It's a good thought. Think about it. See where you go with it. You might
find. I'll think
find,
about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think.
And take that bath today, will you?
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for
all
calling.
All right, Amon. Peace and happy holidays.
Same to you, Dion.
Bye-bye.
212-209-2900. This is Armand DeMille talking with people on WBAI. Hi there. You're on the air.
Hi, Leora.
Hello, Leora.
You know, you're very, I shouldn't, you know it, that you're very psychic, because I was going to give the gift besides one. I would give a gift to the person, take them to Toys R Us, and tell them to pick out their favorite toy, something they may have had when they were a young little boy, or a girl, or whatever, but to take them to a toy shop and to buy a toy. A doll or whatever, a truck. And then another gift would be take them, I don't know what the rides, like on Coney Island Avenue. I once went on a date and we ride the musical horses and take them and have fun that way.
Good idea. You know, Leora, so there's an invitation. I invite you to an amusement park. I will accompany you to an amusement park at any time, or we will go to a toy store and buy you any toy you want.
Yeah.
Nice idea, Leora. Good. Good.
And I'll tell you.
You must be psychic.
You are. Well, you mentioned it, but I'll tell you. I don't know if there are any. I'm a Judaica, you know, Orthodox. But if I don't know if there's anybody listening. But if you're a dancer, if it was you're going with your, I have to say husband, because we don't go for the boyfriend business. If they wanted for you to dance, have a favorite dance in front.
For sure. I thank you for calling in. Nice to hear from you. Yes. Happy holidays to you, whatever they are.
Thank you so much.
Okay. 212-209-2900. This is Armand DeMille speaking to some of you out there at WBAI. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Amon.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Rebecca.
Hello, Rebecca.
I've been listening to your show for many years, and I love it. This is my first time calling.
Oh, congratulations, Rebecca. You sound a little nervous, are you?
I am, very.
Yeah, well, take your time.
Even though I feel like I know you, but.
Yeah, I know.
The first thing that I want to say is I don't celebrate Christmas. I'm also an Orthodox Jew. And I like to give, or I wanted to tell you that first, this time of the year is my favorite time of the year. I don't get depressed. I feel happy at this time. I like it when it gets dark. I like to be home with the kids. It's my favorite time. And the other thing I wanted to say is that I like to give gifts at any time of the year, and people won't expect it from me. I give it whenever it comes to my mind to make somebody happy, and it could be all kinds of different things. I could send cookies over, or I can find something beautiful in the store that I think would be good for that person, and I love to give.
You love to make things.
Yeah.
You love to create things, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
For people. Yes, I know. I could tell. And you're a person who at this time of year you feel like you slide into your heart, whereas at the summer time of year you feel like you're a little alienated. You don't feel as good outside as you do inside. Inside is kind of beauty to you. You have an inner kind of beauty that feels more calm at this time of year. It's kind of interesting. Interesting to hear what you're saying. Thank you. So you're saying seasonal adjustment disorder may be seasonal adjustment order, you know?
Yeah, I have a hard time in the summer. Summer is difficult for me.
So you have another seasonal adjustment disorder, which is the summertime. Too much light. And it may be just around that, Rebecca, you know? It may be around the brightness as opposed to the darkness.
Yeah, maybe. I
do you wear very dark clothing?
I like colors, but yeah, I wear dark.
You wear dark clothing, yeah.
Yeah.
So the other research that I've been interested in is the effect of vitamin D on people, and this is the latest research they're doing on the effect on vitamin D of people who keep themselves out of the sun and away from the sun and who have the sun kind of, the sunlight is kind of an enemy to them, you know, and so they avoid it under all circumstances. And then they find there's this chemical reaction to vitamin D, which may relate to melatonin and may relate to other mood disorders. There's so much about it. But the one thing that's wonderful, Rebecca, is you know yourself. And you know what makes you feel good. And you know that this is the time of year that you love to give the most. That you love to, this is the time of the year that you feel most connected to yourself. And you all year feel like giving. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I could give to somebody who won't expect it. People won't know. Sometimes I'll give them for their birthday, and sometimes I won't. And sometimes I'll give them at different time of the year just to tell them that I love them at that time when it comes to my heart that I love them.
Rebecca, what's the one thing about this radio program, The Positive Mind, that you like the most? Why do you listen so often?
I think that you teach me how... the things about that I do, that I don't know why I do them, I think that I learn about that when I listen to you. And I understand myself better.
And what part of yourself do you like to understand better? What part are you just not comfortable with? Like when you get angry and things like that?
No, actually it's interesting, but it's when I understand, but I want to fix. Is that when I get sad or depressed?
So it's on the other side of it, the sadness and the depression. Good. Well, I'm glad we could be of help to you in some way, and I'm so glad to have you as part of this WBAI team.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in.
212. It's a pleasure listening to you. Thank you.
Oh,
so much.
Thank you. Sure. 212-209-2950. This is Armand DeMille. Let's take another call. Hi, you're on. No, 2900. I'm sorry. 212-209-2900. Armand DeMille, make another call. Hi there, you're on the air.
Okay. I really wanted to speak to somebody in administration there.
Okay, well then this is not the number you want. You want 209?
Okay, hold on
2-800. No, you hold on.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
212.
209-2800.
209-2800. 2-800. Who am I speaking to?
Armand DeMille.
Oh, Armand DeMille. I hear you.
And who are you?
My name is Joseph Scaleri. I'm a listener.
Joseph Scaleri. Hi.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Good. And a Gumbadi.
Well, yeah, I guess we could say that.
Hey,
how do you pronounce your last name?
DeMille.
DeMille. Is that...
Well, listen, let me ask you something, Joseph. How are you doing for the season?
How am I doing for the season? Yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
You feel okay? You feel happy?
I try. I haven't been doing my meditation lately and talking to my higher power, but at least I'm conscious enough to be aware that I need to do that.
Great. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Good to hear that.
You
nice
too.
To speak with you. And you didn't, it's just not serendipity.
Okay.
212-209-2900. Thanks for calling in. Let's take one more call. This is Armand DeMille. You're on the air. Hi there.
How you doing? My name is Jose. Hello?
Hi there, Jose. Yes.
Yeah, I was just calling on behalf of the comments that you've been making on behalf of the holidays and the FAD, as you call it. I'm recently out of work due to a car accident that I had on November 21st, and the part of the depression thing, it seems to have intensified due to the fact that I have an abundance of kids and a depletion of funds to make a Christmas possible for them. And, you know, it's very hard. It's to the point that that you almost want to give up on all holidays.
Oh, sure. Jose, how rough that is. I can't imagine how rough it gets, especially when the kids are seeing everybody else get so many things.
Yeah, and it's hard, like I said, to explain to a child that, that you know, Christmas is going to have to wait till...
How many kids do you have?
That's another long story, but I'll give you a brief tutorial of it. I was diagnosed with cancer, and I was told that I was never going to have kids. I married a beautiful woman, you know, who had three kids of her own.
Jose, we're just about out of time. Could you give me a number?
Yeah, my number is 914.
No. Could you give me a number of kids?
Oh, six. I'm sorry, yeah.
Six kids. You know, the only thing I could think of for you is to say for you to each child one day, and I give you the name of the day, I'm going to spend the whole day with you. Just you and nobody else.
Yeah.
And if you give that to each child and you say, that's the best I could give for now, but we'll spend one day together, just you and me, it may make all the difference in the world. Of course, for children, it's not as good as getting a gun or a toy or something like that. But, you know the kids. Jose, if you want to call me, since we're out of time, it's 212-757-4488. Maybe I could help you through this.
Let me write that down.
212. Call the station.
I'm just driving right now. So just give me. I got you on speakerphone. Give me 1 second. I pulled over right now. All right. You said 212.
757.
212-757-4488. 4488.
I hope things get better, Jose.
All right.
This is Armand DeMille with you with the Positive Mind. I want to thank you, my friends. Thank you a million times over for being those rare, precious people who've learned about the special place and decided to pitch your tent there. Thanks for being someone who dwells in the attitude of hope and confidence, who reaches across rather than down. Thank you for being someone whose presence always leaves people feeling a little better about themselves. And thank you for all of us out there when the going gets rough and people sometimes forget. Thank you for continuing your work as a custodian of the heart.
And you're tuned to 99.5 FM WBAI and WBAI.org. Coming up next at 2 will be the Arts Magazine Talk Back with Hugh Hamilton at 3 p.m. My name is Michael G. Haskins, your radio host and guide. I'll be doing, that is, hosting the light show tomorrow at 2 p.m., and I hope you'll tune in for that. Later on this evening, Taking Aim with Ralph Shulman and Maya Schoen, that will be taking place at 5 p.m. and the WBAI Evening News at 6 o'clock. Arts Magazine up next over WBAI.